Message number 1082. Mother of Salvation, ask me, your beloved mother, to give you the strength to carry on and to protect the mission of salvation. Tuesday, March 25, 2014 at 15:30. My dear children, when God chose me as the mother of His only begotten Son, it was so that I could give glory to God by serving Him to deliver into the world the long-awaited Messiah. I was simply a humble servant then, just as I am now. Always remember that when you serve God and His plan to bring eternal salvation to the world, you are simply His servant. To serve God requires a deep sense of humility. It cannot be in any other way. This mission, the final one sanctioned by my Father in His plan to bring final salvation to His children, will draw millions of souls to serve Him. They will come from every corner of the earth. Many will not be conscious of their calling until they pray the crusade prayers. It will be through the recital of the crusade prayers that the Holy Spirit will enrapture these souls, and then they will be ready to carry my Son's cross. If you truly serve my Son and come to His aid so He can bring salvation to every sinner, then you will have to accept the weight of the cross. When you serve my Son but then later resent the suffering it will bring you, this will cause the barrier which protects you from the evil one to break. Satan will never bother those who follow false visionaries or their followers, because he knows that they bear no fruit. He will, however, in the case of authentic missions, attack with severe cruelty. He will use weak souls stricken with the sin of pride to assault true disciples of my Son. For those who respond to me, the Mother of Salvation, His hatred will be most evident when my Medal of Salvation is made available all over the world. The Medal of Salvation will convert billions of souls, and therefore every effort will be made by the evil one to stop it. You will see through such attacks the sheer venom which will pour from the evil one and every agent of his, for he does not want this medal to be given to God's children. Children, you must never bow to the pressures or the wickedness which will emanate from those who have fallen away from my Son. To do that is to give in to Satan. Instead, you must ask me, your beloved mother, to give you the strength to carry on and to protect the mission of salvation at this time of the anniversary of the Annunciation. You must recite this crusade prayer, 143, to protect the mission of salvation. O Mother of Salvation, protect this mission, a gift from God to bring eternal life to all of His children everywhere. Please intervene on our behalf through your beloved Son Jesus Christ to give us the courage to carry out our duties to serve God at all times, and especially when we suffer because of this. Help this mission to convert billions of souls in accordance with the divine will of God, and to turn those hearts of stone into loving servants of your Son. Give all of us who serve Jesus in this mission to overcome the hatred and the persecution of the cross, and to welcome the suffering that comes with it with a generosity of heart and with full acceptance of what may come ahead. Amen. My dear children, never allow fear of serving God to stand in the way of your proclaiming His holy word. Fear comes from Satan, not God. Courage and strength combined with humility and a desire to adhere to the will of God can only come from God. I give thanks today on this, the anniversary of the Annunciation, to my beloved Father God the Most High for the gift He gave the world when He asked me to bear forth His dearly beloved Son in order to redeem humanity and to bring the world into His eternal kingdom. Your beloved Mother. Mother of Salvation.